The reading can be found in the Old Testament section of the Bible on page 741, and it's Isaiah 52, beginning at verse 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, "Your God reigns." Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, your ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please would you stand for our gospel reading, which Simon's going to read for us today.
The gospel reading is Luke 2, verses 1 to 20, and can be found on page 1027. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea in Bethlehem, the town of David. Because he belonged to the house and line of David, he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on peace, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all those things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the gospel of the Lord.
This is your moment. We have a story to tell. So, you can sit down. Some of you. But I need two builders who are going to fit into these shirts. So can I have some volunteers? You don't have to say anything. There we go, Andrea. Brilliant. Jeff, you are my builders. If you could stand over here at your building site with your tools, that would be lovely. Oh, we need a Mary and Joseph. They don't have anything. Abigail, wonderful. Can we have a Joseph? You like your shirt, do you? There we go, Mark and Abigail, brilliant. If you could just come in and sit over here. Brilliant. And we need some angels. Brilliant. Right, so you can be my tall angel. At the minute, you can go and sit on that chair. Out of the way. But I need a throng. Yes, a heavenly host. You can stay where you are. Okay. I'm not going to force my... Oh, there we go. Force my children. Vicar's children always get forced. Do you want an angel? You want to be an angel? There we go. You get to sit where you are. Would you like to be an angel, Stan, for us this morning? There we go. I'm working my way back. Joan, of course, is an angel. Is that going to... You look like you've got an angelic hat on anyway. No, you have to fight over. Okay, less else. Brilliant. Fabulous. You can look semi-happy, Mark. It's okay. Right. Are you ready for our story this morning? Okay, I'm going to stand here. So when I tell the story, you can look like I say you look, okay? Get your acting abilities. Brilliant. So, once upon a time, there were two builders called Zach and Eli. They were from the traveler community. At least, that's what people called it if they were trying to say it politely. They were settled at the moment, and they were trained in construction. So they were builders. No one trusted them, though. They all thought they were a bunch of cowboys. They didn't really do their job properly. There's always one. They didn't really do their job properly and would probably rip you off as soon as look at you. That's what people thought. One day, Eli and Zach had been left on the building site to make sure that no kids broke in and started playing with the equipment. Not that they cared much. They were just dozing off. They were just dozing off for an afternoon nap when they heard a strange noise. Their eyes pinged open. After all, they didn't want to get beaten up by a gang or something. But stood before them was a towering angel. You can stand on the chair because you're really towering. There we go. Not sure about the wings. Towering angel, glowing so much that they had to put their sunglasses on. There we go. Regardless of the fact that they now looked a bit like the village people. They didn't run away, but they wanted to. This didn't seem like something that would work out well for them. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid."
Don't be afraid.
See, I did make you do a line, but only because I know you can. The angel said, "I've come to tell you something that is good news for the whole world, even you. Today, a baby has been born down the road. Who is going to sort it? Everything that is wrong, the injustices, the things that are unfair, the bullying, he's going to save the whole world from themselves, from what they've done to each other and their world, because he made it all, you included. You see, he doesn't really want to see it destroyed." Zach and Eli looked at the angel. And they looked at each other. "Nah," they thought. The angel sighed. "Look, this will be the proof. You will find him in a grotty bedsit, you know, the one just opposite Tesco's. He'll be sleeping in his pram that they got from the car boot sale, because he doesn't even have a cot. Then suddenly, a whole lot of these shining angels appeared If you can stand, you can now stand. And they sang, "Glory to God and peace on earth." Eli and Zach decided the safest thing to do was to believe them. They didn't look like they were taking no for an answer. And then suddenly, the shiny people disappeared. And so Zach and Eli left their building site on its own, you know, so that gangs could come and play with the equipment. They left the building site and they walked down to find the baby in the bedside. To find the baby in the bedsit opposite Tesco's. It was quite easy to find with these instructions. They found the baby with his parents. They were young themselves. It really was an extraordinary thing to see and believe. Not so much that a young couple had a baby, they were a bit ten a penny, you know, but that Zach and Eli were invited to see him. The baby was for them, as well as the people they made all those big houses for. So they traipsed back to the building site, wondering what would happen now. How would the baby sort it? They didn't know the answer to that. But they did know that something had changed. That they had changed. Even if they were still builders, still travelers, God came to them, and that had to mean something. For now, it meant that they would tell the story to whoever would listen. The rest was going to have to be worked out along the way. But that is another story. Would you like to clap for our lovely... You can go back to your seats now. You can take your sunglasses off and stick them on the chair over there. Wonderful. The story of the shepherds, the outcasts who were invited to see Jesus. Would you like to stand and we're going to sing their carol now?